ECER 2009, the podcasts. In this interview, Pekka Kamerainen talks to Ingrid Gogolin from the University of Hamburg in Germany. Ingrid is the ex-president of ECER and is currently the interim president of the World Educational Research Association. Also in the interview is Felice Levine, the executive director of the American Educational Research Association in Washington. Felice is the current interim secretary general of the World Educational Research Association.
So, we are now at the University of Vienna having a special interview due to the founding of World Educational Research Association, which is supposed to take one step further in the context of this European Conference on Educational Research. We are now asking Professor Ingrid Gogolin, the former president of European Educational Research Association, why has ERA taken this initiative to host the founding event of this World Association. Please, Professor Gogolin.
Well, thank you for giving me the chance to talk to you. ERA has taken this opportunity to come to a place like Vienna because this is, in a way, a metaphor for what ERA, together with ERA as a member and a partner also in future, is going to be. You know, here you have the metaphor for a mixture of traditions, languages and cultures which develops into something new. The mixture of languages, cultures and traditions, this is the seed for innovation. And I think we used this opportunity to have these emblems of the University of Vienna to just show what we intend to do in future, meaning that we are going to promote educational research around the world, like ERA does it in Europe. ERA is an important partner of this, with mutual respect and scholarship. Which is, well, it is not only mutual respect, it is scholarship which is open to one another.
More integrative.
Integrative, and at the same time, we are very, very willing to learn from each other. It's not, that was the word. reciprocal scholarship with mutual respect. I think this is so much of a future vision that I thought Vienna is the right place for the inaugural situation.
Thank you very much. I think we have already learned that some steps have already been taken, and you are speaking now as an interim president of the ERA, and some other associations are involved. Could you tell of those steps that have been taken so far?
Well, I think I hand this microphone over to Felice because Felice Levin is the Secretary General, the Interim Secretary General, and she was involved in all the formal steps. The first step, the very first step, I think, was the Geneva Conference, where ERA took the initiative to invite the presidents of international educational research associations, and we were lucky that, for example, Dan Koritz, the American president of, was there, the American president of the Educational Research Association. So, and colleagues from China, from Japan, from all around the world, and we found that we have a lot in common, and that it is worth developing further. And then, now I hand over to Felice. AERA, the American Association of Educational Research, invited us to another meeting to develop things further in Chicago, and now it's your story.
It's my story. Well, I too am thrilled to be at both the ERA meeting at the this wonderful university of such historical significance, and working closely in collaboration with my dear colleague, Ingrid Gulagi. And you can probably tell from the interaction, or hear, I hope, from the interaction on this broadcast, how compatible our friendship and collaboration is, and how much that reflects the collaboration worldwide among the associations that are working together. We started with this first more formal meeting in April of 2007 with 17 associations, but we knew that we wanted to reach out really across all continents and across all hemispheres, so that in just the 2.5 years we have expanded our colleagueship and our networks to some 27 associations that tomorrow will officially sign a declaration announcing and affirming the establishment of the World Education Research Association. When we started, however, it was not necessarily with the intent to form an organization. When we started, our meetings were about understanding each other, what we shared in common, our shared commitments and aspirations for education research, and how we could work together. And as we began to see the many areas of overlap, our commitment to high-quality research, our commitment to capacity building and working on strengthening the next generation of researchers, both within each of our own countries and cultures, as well as in locations where there was not a tradition of strong education research, we found that we had, whether we were large or small organizations, or whether we were Southern Hemisphere or Northern Hemisphere, that we had a lot in common, and that we could build just in the way that Ingrid emphasized, that we could build through our diversity of languages, our diversity of cultures and perspectives, to stimulate and enhance education research around the world. And the most important additional part of our value added is also to undertake work and to encourage work that is worldwide in scale and importance. And this is a big ambition, but only as big as the world.
Thank you. If I may add one point of interest, because this interview is here due to the effort of the Research Network Work for Vocational Education and Training Research. You just mentioned of the problems with areas where there is no strong tradition and there are the issues of mutual understanding. I think in our area, this is an utmost point of interest and quite a challenge already in the European content. And so far we have experienced that VetNet has already become a rather globalized meeting point also for colleagues from Australia, from America, from Latin America coming up. Yet we do feel that there's quite a challenge getting VetNet globalized with you, and in the same way as VetNet has profited of cohabitation with the general educational research, being a part of the community and being an extension of the community. How do you see this prospect in the global chance? Is in your plans room for a global VetNet?
So I'm not sure that we are having networks in the sense that ERA has networks. What we are trying to develop as a first step is to have work groups which are related to topics with a worldwide scope, which is important. And so we are going to send out a call next year for a proposal of such topics. And I think within this framework, I can very well imagine that vocational education and training could be one of the important aspects. Also, the whole notion of lifelong learning, which is a part of your business too, I'd think. Because I think this is indeed a specific challenge in some of our member countries. I think we would be open for such suggestions, but they would have to come from the members, and we would have to talk this through with our colleagues from all around the world. And I think, well, please feel invited to answer to our call.
Yes, I think that's a very good illustration of an area within education research that has perhaps been less high profile. And education research, perhaps in terms of the distribution of effort, has been more directed to early education and the period that is prior to higher education. And I think we all realize globally the importance of research and training and capacity building as lifelong, and that education research and learning research certainly in no way formally stops with children and youth, and neither does our field. It really knows no boundaries in terms of the life cycle of learning, including intergenerational learning. So I myself have found in work that I have been doing in the United States in terms of identifying fields of specialization that workforce vocational education is really a very important central area. And when we talk about the challenge of education, the articulation between higher education and transitions to the workforce and continuing education to build skills, to build knowledge, and to build even a sense of camaraderie and citizenship to a global world is certainly an area where we should seek to have. Perhaps we have a volunteer who would like to organize and propose a research working group in that very area. And bringing that knowledge to bear could certainly be a very attractive contribution to perhaps one of those topics that is underserved. And I hope that our effort will also identify other areas that are have less of a talent pool now working in them. And by virtue of bringing that knowledge to bear, others will be attracted to undertaking further research and further education and training on those topics. So you've given us one good one, but as Ingrid has mentioned, our work in each of these areas is going to bubble up from the world community of scholars, not through WIRA identifying five topics that are must be highlighted. We really want to encourage the scholarly community to look beyond their own perspectives, their own countries, their own cultures, their own niches and nooks, as we might say, to raise questions that will help them network at a larger level of inquiry.
May I just add one thing? WIRA will communicate for most respects via a website, a web space, which we are about to develop. And I would like to invite you to give us a link to the VetNet website, because I know this is one of the resources. I appreciated it very much, because it is also what I would call a living website with a whole lot of interesting resources, which would also be interesting for the members of WIRA. And this would be one of the principles of WIRA, that we don't want to reinvent the wheel, but to link up with colleagues who do the valuable work and to make this accessible to people who would normally not have the chance to access. So I hope you will contribute to the WIRA website.
Thank you. I may speak on behalf of VetNet Network. I appreciate this passing the ball back to the ground, and let us play the ball further. Thank you for Graham and Pontudaski for enabling us to have this discussion.
This recording was made at the ECER conference in Vienna in September 2009. It is a Pontudaski and VetNet production for ECER. The program is licensed under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license.